They hosted a vigil for Ayatollah Khomeini in Washington Square Park in New York City. I plan on interviewing the people who set it up. What ended up transpiring was something else entirely. To follow the money, we see that this vigil was endorsed by the World's Worker Party. The World's Worker Party was founded in 1959 as a Marxist-Leninist organization that wants to dismantle capitalism. WWP leaders helped launch one of the most visible protest coalitions in the country, the Answer Coalition, the group you see printed on almost all the protest signs you see across the country. They get a lot of their money from Soros through their fiscal sponsor, the Progress Unity Fund, which gets their money from the Tides Foundation. And George Soros gave $25.8 million to the Tides Foundation in just 1 year. According to reporter David Korn, by 2002, the Answer Coalition was widely described as operating as a front for the Communist Workers' World Party. Korn noted that several leading figures within Answer, including spokesperson Brian Becker, were members of WWP. He also reported that many Answer chapters operated out of Workers' World Party offices, and that speakers at Answer press conferences were frequently WWP activists. Brian Becker has a long resume within the far-left activist network. Not only is he the national director of Answer Coalition alongside Sarah Flounders, another figure we'll expose in just a second, he previously worked for the International Action Center and was a member of the Workers' World Party, before later splitting off to help co-found the Party for Socialism and Liberation, another name that you see printed on so many signs. Today, Becker hosts political education classes at the People's Forum in New York City while calling the shots at mass protests across the country through Answer Coalition and PSL. You remember the People's Forum, the one that we just exposed where they were putting signs into two vans? Well, his lectures at the People's Forum include Lenin and the Path to Revolution and History of the Communist Manifesto. We know those educators at the People's Forum can be paid close to $80,000 to protest. Sarah Flounders, who we were just speaking about, has spent decades cheerleading America's enemies. Here she is in a group photo proudly standing in front of a PFLP flag and protesting with Sammy Doon alongside another protester that you know quite well. So this is just a little bit about what's behind this vigil. More to come as my investigation is ongoing.